Sesudah itu, Daud mengalahkan orang Filistin dan menaklukkan mereka. Dia merebut Gat dan desa-desanya dari tangan orang Filistin.
Chapter 18. Now after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines.
Daud juga mengalahkan Moab sehingga orang Moab menjadi hamba Daud dan wajib memberikan upeti.
And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants and brought gifts.
Daud juga mengalahkan Hadadeser, Raja Zobah, dekat Hamat, saat dia maju untuk mengukuhkan kekuasaannya di Sungai Efrat.
And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, unto Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates.
Daud mengambil dari Hadadeser 1,000 kereta perang, 7,000 orang pasukan berkuda, dan 20,000 orang pasukan berjalan kaki. Daud juga meneting semua kuda kereta perang, tetapi menyisakan 100 kereta perang.
And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also huffed all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots.
Ketika orang Aram dari Damsi datang menolong Hadadeser, Raja Zobah, Daud menewaskan 22,000 orang dari antara orang Aram itu.
And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men.
Daud menempatkan pasukan-pasukan pendudukannya di Aram Damsi. Orang-orang Aram itu menjadi hamba Daud dan wajib memberikan upeti kepadanya. Tuhan memberikan kemenangan kepada Daud kemanapun dia pergi.
And David put garrisons in Syria, Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went.
Daud mengambil perisai-perisai emas yang digunakan oleh orang-orang Hadadeser dan membawanya ke Yerusalem.
And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer and brought them to Jerusalem.
Dari Tibhat dan Kun, kota-kota Hadadeser, Daud mengambil tembaga dalam jumlah yang sangat banyak. Dengan tembaga-tembaga itulah Salomo membuat lauf, tembaga, tiang-tiang, dan berbagai perabotan dari tembaga.
Likewise from Tibhath and Chun, cities of Hadarezer brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars and the vessels of brass.
Now, Raja Hamat mendengar bahwa Daud telah mengalahkan seluruh tentara Hadadeser, Raja Zobah.
When Tou, king of Hamath, heard how David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer, king of Zobah,
ia mengirim Hadoram, anaknya, kepada Raja Daud untuk menyampaikan salam dan mengucapkan selamat, sebab Daud telah berperang melawan Hadadeser dan mengalahkannya. Itu terjadi karena Hadadeser sering memerangi itu. Hadoram membawa berbagai barang dari emas, perak, dan tembala.
He sent Hadoram his son to King David to inquire of his welfare and to congratulate him because he had fought against Hadarezer and smitten him. For Hadarezer had war with Tou, and with him all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass.
Raja Daud mengkhususkan semua itu bagi Tuhan bersama emas dan perak yang dia angkut dari semua bangsa, yakni dari orang Edom, orang Moab, keturunan Amon, orang Filistin, dan orang Amalek.
And also King David dedicated unto the Lord with the silver and the gold that he brought from all these nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines and from Amalek.
Abisai, anak Seruya, membunuh 18,000 orang Edom di lembah Garam.
Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, slew of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt 18,000.
Ia menempatkan pasukan-pasukan pendudukan di Edom, sehingga semua orang Edom menjadi hamba Daud. Tuhan memberi kemenangan kepada Daud kemanapun dia pergi.
And he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went.
Demikianlah Daud memerintah atas seluruh Israel. Dia menegakkan keadilan dan kebenaran bagi seluruh rakyatnya.
So David reigned over all Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people.
Yoab, anak Seruya, menjadi panglima. Yosafat, anak Ahilud, menjadi juru ingat.
And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was over the host, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, recorder.
Sadok, anak Ahitub, dan Ahimelech, anak Abiatar, menjadi imam. Sausa menjadi juru tulis.
And Zadok, the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Shavsha was scribe.
Naya, anak Yoyada, menjadi panglima orang Kreti dan orang Betik. Sementara anak-anak Daud menjadi orang-orang utama di sisi raja.
And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were chief about the king.